This podcast is dedicated to helping you find your trail to a happier, healthier you by discussing topics like self-improvement, business, health and beauty, and random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson. Are you enjoying the Hustle and Faith podcast? Regardless of where you listen to Hustle and Faith, if you love this show, please leave us a review at ratethispodcast.com/hustleandfaith. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you feel inclined to do so, why don't you go ahead and leave us a 5-star review? Doing so will help others to discover this show. Thanks again for your support. It is very much appreciated. Are you ready to break free from the worker bee mentality? Life is way too short to learn everything the hard way. Why not take a shortcut and use Starring You services to help start your side hustle? Starring You is proud to offer the following services: podcast management, course creation, and voiceover work. Starring You services will help you acquire the skills you need to break free from the hive. I'm super excited to share that I am writing my very first book, and it's titled How to Live an Extraordinary Life With or Without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. So one of the main reasons why I am writing this book is because I want single Christian women to discover how to acknowledge and dismantle the negative mindset many have internalized so they can live the extraordinary life Christ intended for us to enjoy. That is the whole purpose of why I'm writing this book. I am so tired of listening to kind of my single friends complain about their lives as if marriage is this ultimate prize, and it's not. So I'm going to read to you the overview of this book. Think of it as the summary, if you will. So if you were to see this book on the shelf and you were curious what it was all about, this is what's going to be on the back of the book. So this is the book jacket copy, okay? This is not your typical book for single Christian women. Readers will not see ridiculous phrases like, enjoy your single season, or be patient, your time will come. This book is not written from an I was single, now I'm married, and here's how you can get married too perspective. Why? Contrary to what many people fail to believe, your life doesn't start, nor have you arrived, just because you changed your marital status. Unfortunately, many singles aren't enjoying their lives because they subconsciously accept society's negative, misguided views about single Christian women. Readers will discover that God has already given us everything we need for an extraordinary life. Once readers recognize and embrace the fact that their happiness is not contingent on their marital status, they will realize singlehood isn't something they have to survive. Instead, it's a place where they can thrive. The only way single Christian women can enjoy their life is to acknowledge and dismantle the negative, limited mindset many have internalized. Doing this will help them to embrace the plans God has in store for them. It's time to stop living life with the anticipation of when or if you'll find Mr. Right, so you can live the extraordinary life God has in store for you. So again, that's going to be on the book jacket cover. That's the premise pretty much of this entire book. And I'm going to dig into a variety of topics throughout the book. And of course, it's going to have a biblical foundation and content. But y'all know me, so I have a sense of humor. So I've definitely got some stories. And it's going to be very conversational. It's not going to be stuffy in any way, shape, or form. But one of the main reasons why I felt so compelled to write this book is because I'm just so tired of seeing so many amazing women, but especially Christian women, just that happen to still be single. Again, I'm 41. I'm single, not married, no kids. And, you know, by society standards, it seems like, especially within the church, it's like, oh my goodness, what's going on? You know, this person, I don't know what's going on with her. Something might be wrong with her. And it's like, no. You know, we all have different callings in our lives. And I wanted to write this book as a sense of encouragement for those who are still trying to find their way, those who have found their way. Your marital status does not dictate how successful you are in life, okay? The only thing that can dictate that is your ability to achieve the plans that God has in store for you. And so that's why I wrote this book, because I've just been having one too many conversations with folks that are absolutely amazing, but yet and still they're made to feel less than because they don't have a ring on their finger, right? They haven't met Mr. Right yet. And it's equally frustrating and annoying because then you've got folks reinforcing this misguided belief that, oh my goodness, you know, let me coach you so you can get Mr. Right. And it's like, what? Like, this isn't a business skill. Like, it's either, you know, you happen to be single at this point in time or you're not single. I mean, it's not a big deal. And it's just like some people feel compelled to, you know, I got to fix this, you know, like being single is some sort of disease, and it's not. it's really not. It's just where you happen to be right now in your life. And this status may or may not change. So what are you going to do? Are you just going to continuously strive for something that may not be in the cards for you? And let's say it is in the cards for you, right? It may not be all that you had thought that it was going to be cracked up to be, you know, in the event that you end up being married. So what I want us to focus on, regardless of what our status is how can we live an extraordinary life? And the only way that you can live an extraordinary life is by achieving the plans that God has in store for you. And so that is the whole premise of this book. I hope you tune into next week's episode, because I will be reading the introduction and chapter one of How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at Starring You Crew, our fitness apparel shop. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, you risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.